Back today for Quarters Coverage, podcast number 3. We got Smalls Live, 215. And joining us today is our guy, resident OG, Timsky 6.
Hi, I'm Timsky 6, OG resident, or you could call me OP resident for old professional, bringing an old school perspective on today's topics.
We're still anticipating the NFL season. Today's main focus is Madden 20. A yearly tradition to some, but a lifestyle to us. We're 3 weeks in since the release of the game, and it's about time to let it be known our early feelings on the good, bad, and the ugly. Smalls, how do you feel about the game since its release?
I actually really like the game this year. I've always been known as a hypercritic of Madden, but I really think they put out a good product this year. The game seems to be well-balanced. Between run and pass, you really can't be a one-dimensional player, I feel like, and control the game like you used to. The game seems to be tuned well to allow defenses a chance to get stops, and it also allows for the big play on offense. I'm a big fan of the game, but again, we're only 3 weeks in, and usually a month into the game, you get the people who are professionals in the game who find ways to break it. Soon, so it's only going to be good for a couple more.
Carl, I think you definitely brought some optimistic points to this Madden 20. I like it. I think I definitely can point out some spots where the game needs improvement, but at the same time, your opinion on how you need to be strategic in order to get down the field, I probably strongly disagree, but that's something we'll get on later. Tim, how do you feel about the game?
I feel that the game is works at a faster pace now. The timing of the game seems to be more sped up, especially with the no-huddle clock being where the clock advances to. You're at the line of scrimmage, so that kind of makes you make more decisions on clock management, when to stop the clock, when to spike the ball, when to call timeout. Because as so far as I'm playing the game, the clock is running out on me. I haven't been paying attention to the clock the same way I normally do. I'm using timeouts in a different spot where I try to have timeouts at the end of the half, but as fast as the clock is going now, you got to make a decision faster to determine your drive at the end of quarters.
The game is definitely sped up. I agree with you, Tim. But when you say sped up, I think of it a different way. I think of the D-line getting there or blitzes getting there. Your thought process has sped up also in the game, which is more realistic, and I actually like it. It makes it tougher to get the ball down the field, in my opinion, because you have to be decisive in your decision-making. But the play clock thing is definitely something new. It's something that's had me make a few mistakes here and there with clock management. But I think it's a good thing. I think it's something else we need to be aware of. It makes it more realistic instead of letting us easily move the ball or end-of-half plays. I like it, but it takes some time to getting used to. How has Madden been for you so far? I know you guys both play online, ranked. I don't know if you guys play Mutt too much, but how's it been?
I don't play Mutt. I haven't been a fan of it, of Madden trying to take more of my money other than the $80 for the original purchase of the game. So I've been anti-Mutt. But I still play ranked matches, doing pretty well. Won about 17 games, lost 4. Two disconnects out of those 4 losses, so really only lost 2. See a lot of players are resorting back, because it's a new game, to Madden 19 plays. See if they're still working this new model of the game. It's an adjustment period, but I really like the fact that the pass rush gets there. I think that's an aspect of Madden that's been missing. Where you could be one-dimensional and throw the ball the entire game and not be punished with a pass rush. One thing I do not like about the game is I feel like it's arcade-ish with how the pass rush, if a player gets a sack, then he gets a star and is heated up and he can't be blocked now. It reminds me of like NBA Jam, where a guy makes a three-pointer and they can shoot the ball from half court. But those are my initial opinions of the game. I think it's a good product. Just a little bit more fine-tuning, but I guess that's to keep the younger generation into the game. Tim, what do you think?
I've been playing ranked online games. I never play Mutt. just quickly, my opinion of Mud is people that can't perfect a certain style or with a certain team that they supposedly love, they rather go to Mud to have all 99 players to make themselves invincible, like they have to win. And really, to me, almost on like Carlson's arcade game, so you win, you lose. You're playing against the computer no matter what you think, so there's no guarantee you're going to win. Mud is just a way, like Carl said, to get your money. One thing, since I've been playing online, is I normally, different from Carl, whereas I do use the same playbook just to adjust to the pace of the game and how the animations react and how I can see the game from the way I used to play it. And then as time goes on, I'll adjust to the updated styles and the updated formations and the updated ways to play.
Yeah, I mean, I know, it's been 10 years almost, 10 of you using the same playbook and adjusting and making a custom playbook. It's funny to us, but, I mean, that's your tradition, so we got to respect it. I don't really understand how you do it every year because the game adjusts every year. Zones play differently, man plays differently, blitzes get there, D-line gets there faster. So I don't know how you can base your playbook on plays that worked in previous years, but we see professional players that also do it. They try. They start out with that. If they don't work, they adjust. So I guess it's similar in some aspects. Mutt, I tried it this year. I can't lie. It's not for me. It's just too much. It takes away. You hear a lot of professional players saying it takes away the skill gap. Different things take away the skill gap. I think Mutt takes away the skill gap in the game. The animations of the game definitely take away the skill gap because you can't lock on and control your receiver, your defensive back to make a play on the ball. But Mutt, I mean, like you said, I know it's an exaggeration or abbreviation. I'm sorry, not abbreviation. It's an exaggeration when you say 99 overall players. But with all these different attributes and things that players get from Mutt, it kind of takes away from your ability to decipher how you need to play for each team. And I really cannot stand everybody having the same players. That's the weirdest, lamest thing I ever seen.
Yeah, I think the strategy of football is to hide your weaknesses and expose the opponent's weaknesses. If you have more players with less weaknesses, I think that eliminates one of the big strategic parts about football, which what people love, what I love specifically about the game.
Yeah, it's definitely, we're definitely traditionalists when it comes to football, us three. So it kind of hurts our discussion today because we don't have anybody that's really into the new wave with the Mutt thing, but definitely takes away from the fun of the game in terms of strategy. Makes it a lot more like arcade with the new power-ups, with the superstar abilities, but it looks like we've touched on a lot of what we don't like. Let's touch on some things we do like about the game.
Tim? The first thing, like I covered on first, is the play clock, the game clock. I just like that pace because it seems to make the games go by faster. So even people that want to slow the game down can't slow down your time that you're actually spending to play the game. I'm the type of person where I play maybe 2, possibly 3 in a weekday because of work and stuff like that. So it makes it go by fast where you can enjoy it and still get some time in to enjoy the game.
One thing I really like about the game is the fact that the D-line will shed the offensive line. I mentioned earlier I didn't like the fact that they get stars and they get hot and they can't be blocked, but I do like the aspect that the D-line does shed. In real NFL, you only get about 2-3 seconds to throw the football. I don't think a game in a simulation of a game, you should have 10 seconds to wait on a deep crossing route from 40 yards down the field and throw it across your body. So the game does punish you for those type of irregularities that you have in real football. So I really like that aspect of the game. And I think the adjusters really tried to make that a problem for you going forward.
Definitely. I like Madden. I mean, I've been playing Madden for 24, 25 years. I'm sure Carl's around there. Tim, you're around there. So we've seen Madden, and it's based on speed. No matter what the ratings say, the game's always based on speed. The guy that can make the best play is the guy that's the fastest guy. We've seen players, especially professional players, put in the fastest guy who's not a good football player in real life, and he dominates because the guy's the fastest on the field. I do like the attribute of route running and things like that that make players better. Obviously, we see the fastest guys aren't always the best guys in real life, so I'm glad that they made that a point of emphasis in the ratings category for the game. You can get, as we would say, you can get busy with a guy that's not really fast or not really tall. Aaron Rodgers, elite quarterbacks, that the game prevents you from intercepting or making them throw incomplete passes. I've been taken out of a zone that I'm controlling because Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, and that's unfair. I mean, if we're smart enough to put the guys in the right position to make a play, we shouldn't be pulled out of the zone, pulled out of man-to-man just because they're good quarterbacks. It's up to the player, our opponent, to outskill us or outthink us in order to make a play, and that's unfair. That's the only thing with the attributes where it's not great, but ultimately, the way they're moving towards making other things in the game rather than speed a bonus in the game, I do like that. So,
I agree with you, Alvin, on that. As far as that particular aspect, I commend the game for making that X factors for superstars and great players because it does eliminate just the object of getting just raw speed on your team. My favorite, one of the best receivers on the game is Michael Thomas because of his route running. And he gets open. Now
he is slow.
And he is super slow. But in this game, he's able to be effective. And in previous Maddens, he would have been a 95 overall receiver you couldn't use. So it does have some trade-offs where I think the superstar X-Factors can be a little overpowered. Basically what you're saying as far as like quarterbacks not being able to throw interceptions or pulling you out of your zones. But the trade-off of actually being able to use every great player on the game, regardless if they run a 4-3 or not, I think outweighs it, and I appreciate Matt for even making that attempt.
One of the things I do like, and I'm an old-school traditionalist, and I always thought these plays were college and high school-like, but the run-pass option, I really like that. I think adding that to the game adds more to strategy where people constantly paying the run. Like, as Carl was saying, it helps with the balance. Because if somebody's playing the run enough times, that RPO will keep them honest, and it'll also keep you balanced.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but that's, to me, you're playing to us. You're playing the traditionalists. We're thinking about stopping the run, and if we see something, we want to stop the pass. But these other guys online, I still feel like they can run, and never think about the pass, or vice versa, they can pass, and never run. It all depends. It all depends what team you play with, which ultimately normally decides the game also. You see things go wrong. But they definitely, they're trying. I see a lot of progress in this game from Madden 19, 18. I mean, I haven't seen a really good Madden game, I would say, since Madden 13. So it's been at least 5 years of dread when it came to the game. And they're coming along. I mean, everything's not going to be perfect. But I think you definitely can see that strategy is, I can't say strategy is a key component of the game, but they want it to be, and that's a step in the right direction.
I mean, for example, RPOs, something that's really hit this league by storm the last 2 years, Madden added to the game. Usually, Madden's 5 years behind what's going on in the NFL. The fact they even added it in a time frame where people still use it, yeah. I think is amazing because Madden is usually, because they don't have that competition in the marketplace, they can put out a game and they're going to sell copies because if you want to play football with NFL players, you got to pick them.
The Philly Specials, 2 years late.
Exactly.
And they can add plays live, I mean, you know, with updates whenever they want. They can update whatever they want in Madden. Speaking of updates, what do you guys expect to see change in the game with the tuning and updates that we regularly see at least once a month, Tim?
I expect to see the zone reactions of the defenses a little more realistic.
Yeah,
as you spoke of before, where because it's a quarterback with a high attribute taking you out your zone, that, you know, that shouldn't happen. Because, like you said, it's the strategy that you're playing. You know, right. It's not Tom Brady actually on the field. It's just, you know, Joe Blow out there, and that takes away from doing great strategy with the game.
Yeah. Usually Madden, let's face it, is a business. It's a lot of money now being awarded to players who can play at a particularly high level. There's a lot of money being passed around now. Usually Madden tunes the game to the pro players, the famous pro players that we know who do the complaining, who actually go on these tournaments with hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I haven't checked what Problem Right and Dub.W are doing or are speaking about. But usually they're the mouthpiece for what's going to happen in the game. They get the game first. The Madden developers always tend to...
Way first.
Yeah. The Madden developers always tend to, you know, listen to their complaints and adjust the game according to what they believe. That's the pulse that they usually go by because they drive the Madden community in that way.
Right. One thing I will say about those guys, sometimes, I can't say all the time, I don't know, but I do see that when they're live on stream, they'll actually listen to the guys or whoever's in their stream, their complaints, and sometimes it looks like they're going to forward them to Madden. They act like they have no say, but we know they do. So hopefully the Madden community will relay their message to the guys that have power, that play the game, and they can get forwarded. Personally, I hope that they update the animations. I mean, this whole live gameplay or real life animation, it's great that the game looks realistic, but at times it takes over our play. I mean, there's plenty of times when it's a ball that should be caught by a bigger receiver or a smaller defender, and you see hands put on them just to make the animation look cool, but that messes up the game because if a 6'4 receiver is jumping over 5'10 D-back, we all know what should happen. Even if it's not a catch, it shouldn't be interception. It shouldn't be out muscle. So some of that stuff needs to be tuned down. Hopefully they tune down the animations, which is weird because we all want the game to look better. But that kind of is taking over the game. And little things with the animations also, like when you're running the ball and your guy tries to do a juke and you're not asking to just because he feels a guy against his thigh. And it messes up things and it messes up your run. Little things like that for us consistent Madden players are frustrating. So I'm an animations person. Normally you would think, you know, people want animations to be better. I would like them actually tuned down.
I would like them just to, I guess, piggyback off your point, just congratulate the help the user. Respect the user. One button shouldn't allow you to stop your man, jump over a person, catch a ball with one hand. Yeah. I feel like some of that should be you controlling the user with your analog stick or doing something maneuver to get in front of the defensive back or swatting the ball, making a play. You really push one button and about 10 things happen on the football field. You have absolutely no control over it. So that can be a little frustrating, especially if you're on the losing end of it.
Right. And one thing I wanted to touch on about the animation that you just mentioned, Al, is the running backs. Where they cut through a hole and you go to cut back and the animation makes five guys come and tackle you. It's almost like they have the animation react to what you should do to get out of the jam.
Right.
And there's a lot of times where you see a hole and you hit it and, you know, a DN is going backwards to tackle you, down the field.
I think ultimately that goes into play where it says respect the user, reward the user. You're a user on defense, user on offense. Obviously, we all see in the animation where we don't get the ball. We pull down triangle for interception on time. No animation because of a good quarterback. That's another animation issue. Let's move on really quickly as we wrap this whole thing up. And that's just, Tim, who do you play with? Carl, who do you play with? And I'll talk about who I play with and what you would like to see different about your team.
Okay, I play with the Steelers. I've been playing with the Steelers, like Al and Smalls will know. I've been playing with them for 15 years. I like the 3-4 defense. You know, I kind of grew up watching it, so I try to understand it. And as well as we just talked about strategizing with the game, what I enjoy about it that's not much is the fact is that I have to put that aspect of that game plan in every Madden game I play, which helps me enjoy it because there's more, you know, strategic options that I'm using for myself. Ben Roethlisberger has got a strong arm. Always has decent receivers. I'm hearing flack from people now that says the receivers are not fast enough, but I figured out a way to work it. You know, that game is set for the quarterback to have a big arm, accuracy. He can move on the run and throw the ball. So almost they have everything. The offensive line is great. One thing I just want to touch on real quick about what I like also is it seems like the offensive linemen on the blocking plays, they have more clear animations on who they're blocking. And with the Steelers, you know, I followed DeCastro right behind him, and, you know, I get plenty of yards. So for my team, all I'm looking forward to in the future is to give my receivers a little bit more speed. Everything else I can work with.
You better call AB.
I'm a Vikings fan at heart. For some reason, I have never been able to play with the Vikings in Madden. I don't know why. I feel like they never get the true ratings they deserve.
Of course you do.
I would love to play with the Vikings right now, but their offensive line I just can't deal with at the moment. The team I play with the most probably is the Saints at the moment. They seem to have a good mix of run and pass with Kamara and Michael Thomas. And Drew Brees is the most accurate quarterback in the game. So, at the moment, I play with the Saints, but you can catch me playing with literally about 75% of the league. I try to mix it up because my play style is a little bit different than sometimes the game wants the Vikings to play. I'm more of a man zone coverage type of guy. Vikings really have tons of corners. You kind of want to put pressure on the quarterback of the Vikings, and that just doesn't fit my play style in Madden. But I do enjoy them in real life. What do you like to run with?
Man, I play with everybody. Y'all know that. Like you said, 75% of the league. I mean, I might play with 85% of the league. A few teams I just don't like. I just cannot play with. It has nothing to do with Madden. I just have never. Chargers. I mean, I actually played a game this year with the Chargers. I lost, of course. But certain teams I just can't play with. I try to play with everyone throughout the year. Obviously, for the most part, I'm going to play with the Eagles. My issue with the Eagles and the game is I wish the game reflected the lines, the beefy fellas. I wish it reflected the big guys, how well they play offensively and defensively for the Eagles. The D-line, to me, doesn't get there as well as the Eagles do. The offensive line doesn't hold up as well, which in turn, I know, how can I say this? Carson Wentz isn't the greatest quarterback so far, but he's pedestrian on the game because a lot of throws are inaccurate because the O-line can't hold up, which is not true, or based on their ratings.
Have some of the best O-lines in the game.
The year they won the Super Bowl, I told just about everyone, the reason they're going to win this year is because they're the best O-line, D-line in the league. Just similar to this year. So, you know, that's the way it's looking. Obviously, the season hasn't started. So I just wish the game reflected that a little bit more, gave a little bit more time in the pocket, and also got a little more pressure. But hopefully we'll see with some tuning and some updates what's going to happen going forward. That's all we have for today. Thanks for rocking with us. Hopefully you enjoyed today's topic. Shout out to Smalls and Timpsy6 for dropping some much-needed Madden knowledge on us. Be sure to check out our podcast drop weekly on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. And please share with others. Until we meet again, this is Quarters Coverage checking out.